Father God, we come to you on this morning call, to some, in this evening and night call to others, God. Father God, we decree and we declare victory in our lives. We decree and we declare breakthrough all around us. We decree and we declare that we are the head and not the tail. We decree and declare that we are leaders. We decree and we declare that all things must work according to your will. We decree and we declare that we have victory in the name of Jesus in all things. We decree and we declare that all things must work out according to your good and to your way, Father. We decree and we declare that we come over sickness. We decree and we declare that we have breakthrough in our finances. We decree and we declare that there is abundance all around us. We decree and we declare that greater joy is our portion. We decree and we declare that we have the victory. We decree and we declare that we walk in divine abundance. We decree and we declare that everything is your way. We decree and we declare that we are rich in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that there is prosperity all around us. We decree and we declare that we can stand in divine healing. We decree and we declare that everything is working out for your good. Prophetess Darlene, if you can open up the line.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have made, we all rejoice and we all are glad in it, and we say yes, yes, and yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you for giving us another day, another opportunity to have life, health, and strength abundantly. Thank you, Lord, for the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, and I thank you in advance for the abundant blessings that you are having take place in our life even now, Lord. Thank you for going before us and making the crooked path straight. Thank you for ordering our steps that we go down the path of righteousness, Lord. And I thank you for your grace and mercy that endures forevermore as you surround us with your love and give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I thank you for the spirit of illumination. And I thank you for the transformation that is taking place, not only in our minds, but in our lives as we move forward in empowerment. And we are empowered to do the work of you, Lord, and to move on your behalf. Thank you, Lord, for the peace, the love, the kindness, the joy, the return of the laughter, the increase. And thank you most of all, Lord, for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their lovely children, grandchildren, and generations to come. And for everyone else on this line, Lord, thank you for the unity and the love. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Oh, God, an eternal Father, we want to give you thanks. Lord, we want to give you praise, Lord. We just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, that we can come in your presence. And, Father, we give you all the praise and all the honor. Father God, we decree and declare, oh, God, prosperity over our lives. We decree and declare, oh, God, success. We decree and declare financial increase, dear God. Father God, I decree and declare, oh, God, healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, remember, oh, God, our prophetess, Cynthia Dawson, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you, God, for the miracles that you are performing in our lives. God, bless her family. Lord, we pray for other families, oh God, who are going through, oh God, times like these, dear Father. We thank you. Father God, you said, oh God, though we go through the water, it will not overflow. Through the fire, it will not burn. Father God, you said in your word, oh God, that Father, that God, that we, oh God, should have grace, dear God, in all that we go through, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you for your tender care and your mercy. Father God, we pray right now for all those who are on the lines, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, God, for hearing our cry. We thank you for those who are sending requests. Father God, you see and you know everything, Lord, and we say thank you because we know that you are the answer and you have the answer to everything. Father, you said to let your request be made known unto you, Lord, in the cry and supplication with thanksgiving, and we're giving you thanks and giving you honor. Lord, we thank you, O God, for our spiritual leaders. We thank you, God, Father God, for them, Lord God, Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in their lives, O God. Continue to bless and keep them, dear Lord. Continue to, O God, to give them the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding, dear Father, as they impart to us, O God. Help us to be better people, O God. Father, we thank you, God, better prophets, dear God. Lord, Jesus, turning our lives around, dear God. Father God, we thank you, God, for the improvement, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the transformation. We thank you, oh God, for success. And Father, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives. Bless our families. God, remember the sick and the shut in, oh God. Lord, remember those who are homeless, fatherless, motherless, the orphans, oh God.
Amen.
Into your hands we commit them all, oh God. And we say thanks again for everything, Lord. You are such a wonderful God, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Next
amen,
passage.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high even now, Father God. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for all of our mothers even now and our fathers. We thank you for family even now. We thank you for our elders and our children, Father God. Order their steps, Father God. Order our steps, Father God. Father God, allow us to sleep and sleep peacefully and allow us to have innovative ideas even now, Father God. Allow the entrepreneurship in us to be birthed and come alive even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for creativity even now, Father God. We thank you for your peace even now, Father God, entering into our homes and entering into our atmosphere, entering into our relationships, Father God. Thank you for peace and clarity even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for right relationships even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for allowing things to work together for our good. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to conquer these things, Father God. Father, thank you for allowing us to be, live, and have, Father God. Thank you for life even now. I love you, Lord. We continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, Father, in Jesus' name we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father, Lord. We thank you for truly, my God, the confidence, Lord, you have restored in the hearts and lives of your people. Being confident, Father, of this very good thing that you which have begun a good work, Father, you will continue to perform it in the lives of your people, my God, perfecting that which concerns you, as we give you glory and praise and honor. We decree, Father, Lord, the victory in every life, because you always cause us to triumph in all things through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our great, my God, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. We thank you, Father, for your hedge of protection around the lives and homes of families and around our nations, Father. Your angels on assignment, Father, in the east, west, north, and south. Father, Lord, of protection, Father, of a shield and a hedge of protection, Father, around our leaders, Father, around our nation, Father, around those who are far off, my God. We thank you for your protection because you are our Jehovah Nissi and your bloodstained banner over us is love. Thank you for renewed strength, Father, in the lives of, Lord, even of our leaders, my God, as Bishop Ebenezer Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, as we decree and declare, my God, that, Lord, your word declare that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We shall mount with wings of eagles, we shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. We thank you for renewed strength in the inner man, Father, and strength in the outer man. Thank you for the anointing that will rest upon the line and the power of agreement, Father, in our walk with you as we give you praise, honor, and glory for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy, and thank you for this new day that you have given us. Thank you, God, for our strength. Thank you for our health. Thank you for leadership. Thank you for our love, God. Thank you for your mercy, your provisions, your guidance, God. Thank you for loving us, God, and thank you for salvation. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the blood of Jesus being spread upon us. Thank you for salvation, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. And we thank you for granting us peace, peace in the midst of any storm. We have peace. And we thank you, God, for your mercy which endures forever, O Lord. And we lift up our eyes into the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, God, from no one else but you, and we say thank you. I thank you for each and every person on the line, each and every prophet, each and every listener. God, I ask you to grant them peace, prosperity, health, healing, God. Give them the desires of their heart. I ask you to look upon the elderly, God, and protect them and keep them safe, Lord. And I ask you to look upon the sick and shut in, those who are in need of health, good health. I thank you even for my own good health. And I just thank you, God, for this prayer line, that we can come away from the things of the world. We can come to you, God, in a prayer line and talk to you and say thank you. And we can hide. We can hide under the shadow of the Almighty by having this prayer line. Just thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy, because there's so much going on in the world, God, but we have a place that we can go to. We can hide, Lord. And I give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for the Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah. Thank you for their vision. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for Poem. Thank you, God, for their leadership. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Next prophet. Prophetess Yolanda. Prophetess Yolanda. Prophetess Yolanda Rojas. Prophetess Juanita George.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time you've given us this evening. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you wash every person on the line with your precious blood. Cleanse us, Lord Jesus, and we ask for forgiveness of all of our sins, seen and unseen, heard and unheard, and known and unknown. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our strength and being the light when we are walking through stress, and we declare and decree that we are at peace in our mind, our bodies, and our souls. We declare and decree that our minds are renewed in you, and that we are walking in the Christ mind and not in our conditioned mind. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for ever being with us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the wisdom that you're pouring forth upon us daily, and the wisdom that you're giving daily to Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan to share with us, so that we may walk in the correct seasons that you've given for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, and we love you, Lord Jesus, and we adore you. Amen.
Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing it in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way. And thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God, for you truly are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Almighty God. God, we want to give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for being a fence around us every day, oh God. And God, we want to thank you for making a way out of no way. God, we want to thank you for being our shield and our protector, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for being our healer in all aspects of our lives, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for clearing our conscious mind, oh God. And God, we want to thank you for increase coming out of our mouths, oh God. And God, we want to thank you for all those who don't know you to repent and give their hearts and minds to you, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for every office of authority, God. May your will be done, God, and continue to strengthen in them, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for letting the wicked fall in their own nest, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, Lord. And we want to thank you for letting us live like a king in the presence of our enemies, God. We want to thank you, God, for innovative ideas, God. And we want to thank you for creativity, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for our children, your hedge of protection over all your people, over their children, their family, their loved ones, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty Power One. In your precious, mighty full name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Naomi.
And Father God, we come to you again just to say thank you. Just to say thank you for all the things that you're doing, God. To say thank you that I am a new creation, God. To say thank you that I am a citizen of the heavens, God. To say thank you that I'm a partaker of your promises in Christ. To say thank you that I'm strengthened by the might, by your spirit. To say thank you that I'm allowed Christ to dwell in my heart. To say thank you that I am rooted and grounded in love. To say thank you that I speak love. To say thank you that I am renewed in the spirit, in my spirit and in my mind. To say thank you that I walk in love. To say thank you that I am filled with your spirit. To say thank you that I am more of a conqueror. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we even lift up the things that are happening in our country, God, that you will touch our president, God, and that you will touch the global leaders around this world, God, and that even dealing with the situation that is happening in Virginia, God. We even ask you, God, that you even move in that, God, to show that how love conquers all things, God. Father God, we even lift up even the situation that is happening in Guam, God, that all things will start to work together, God. Father God, you get the glory, you get the praise, God, and I praise you for all the covering that you have done in our lives, God, and even in the people of God's life, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that you are giving us the miracles that we so desire each and every day, God. And Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Prophetess Tiny.
Amen and amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to thank you today, Lord. We thank you this morning, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your loving kindness, my God. We thank you, Father, for ordering our steps this morning, Lord. We thank you, mighty God, for protection upon our families, Lord. Protection upon our husbands, Lord. Protection upon our wives, upon our families, upon our children, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you even for our country, Father. We pray for the nation because you said in your word that we should pray for those who are in authority, Lord. We thank you, Father, with the anointing and the authority that you have given to us, Lord, that we pray for peace, my God. We pray peace that passes all understanding, Lord. And we pray, my God, for those who are in the hospital, ministry right now, Father, that my God touch them and heal them, Lord Jesus. And we pray also, Lord, for those who have passed, my God, we pray for their families, that Father intervene in their homes, Lord. Bring peace in their homes, mighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for gracing us to see a new day, filled with new expectation. The name of the Lord is our strong tower, my God. We run unto it and we are safe. I decree the word of the Lord as the lamp unto our feet. No darkness shall come our way throughout this day in the name of the Lord. We have mountain moving faith. Oh, yes, Lord. In you, Lord, mountains shall crumble before us. This day we shall rise victorious. We declare by faith that Jesus will supply all our needs, spiritually, financially, physically, and emotionally. Every aspect of our life will yield abundant fruit in Jesus' mighty name. I declare that we shall be a blessing to the people of God and the work of God. I bind all trapping snare and ambush that the enemy has set against us and receiving the divine protection you have given us, Lord. Thank you for the angels you have assigned to our life, and you have given them charge over us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I release into the atmosphere that a prophetic change turn in occurring us, Lord. Open doors of opportunity, set influence, divine connection to share the gospel of kingdom you have given us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, even for the different ministers, Lord, for the different, the fivefold ministry, Lord, as they will be going to different churches this morning. We thank you for your anointing upon their life. We thank you for the word of wisdom upon their life, the word of knowledge upon their life, Lord. We thank you, Father, as you build the hedge of fire around them, Lord, that they will declare your word, they will speak your word today, my God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Prophetess Yolanda?
Yeah, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your mercy and your goodness. Father God, I thank you for salvation for my family. I thank you for favor for my family. I thank you, Lord, for healing. I thank you for finding. I thank you, Lord, for healing me from the crown of my head to my toes. I thank you for Archbishop Pastor Jordan. I thank you for sowing ministry. I thank you for those who are on the line. I thank you, Lord, for the promise that you made. Yeah and yeah. And I give you the praise, the honor, and glory. And I thank you again for watching over the children and healing, bringing healing into our body. I thank you for healing. I thank you for prophesying that and for doing it. Continue healing for her. Father God, thank you. Thank you so much. I give you the praise, the honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Charisma.
Father God, I thank you for your grace, and I thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for the man and woman of God, Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Continue to fill them up as they have poured into all of us. Give them fresh ideas and globalize in the prophetic, and as a company of prophets, we will stand to help lift their hand. For this is the month of new beginnings, the month of breakthrough, and the month of miracles. For you said in your word in Mark 11:24, whatsoever that we desire, when we pray and believe that we receive, we shall have it. So continue, Father God, to raise us up to do the things that you have called for us to do. And it is so, according to thy faith, be it done unto thee. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day, for the day that you have made. And we should rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now for touching our leaders. We thank you for touching our bishops and our pastors and our archbishops. Father God, we thank you for touching all of our deacons and deaconesses, our ministers, Father God. We thank you for touching the prophets and prophetesses, Father God. Right now, I want to lift up the company of prophets, even now, Father God, before thee, and ask that you touch them, Father God, and continue to do your have your will and have your way, Father God. I want to thank you even now for touching the elderly, even in our communities, Father God, touching their minds. I want to thank you for touching them, Father God. I want to thank you for touching even our children, Father God, and touching them even as the summer comes to a close, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you, Father God, for keeping our minds stayed on you, Father God, and creating inside of us a clean heart. I want to thank you now, Father God, for your word says that whenever the enemy comes in, Father God, like a flood, that you raise up a standard against them, Father God. I want to thank you now for what you're doing, Father God, in our lives, and I want to thank you, Father God, for what you're doing inside of the people of God's life. I want to thank you for divine healing even now for your people, Father God. I want to thank you for the healing even for your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia, Father God, in advance, Father God. I want to thank you for restoring her, Father God, even now, even in this time and in this season, Father God. I want to thank you now for lifting up each and every prayer request and supplication before thee, Father God, and seeing it done in advance. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. And in the name of Jesus, we stand in unity tonight, taking by force the blessings for the people of God. We pull down every stronghold of the enemy that would create blockage and hindrance, that will create strongholds. We destroy every yoke of the enemy. The anointing destroys every yoke of sickness and disease and confusion and division and lack. We and the spirit of divorce, the spirit of separation, we remove every wedge that the enemy has set in the families, Lord God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over every household represented on this call tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over our Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children represented on this call, over our elderly, over every prophet and every pastor and over every bishop and apostle, every teacher, every evangelist, every representative, even lecturer in your kingdom, God. We plead the blood of Jesus and decree and declare divine protection over every family, over every household, as we travel on the highways and the airways and the trainways and the buses. We decree protection, divine protection, divine protection even in West Virginia, over the land, Lord God, where the spirit of terrorism has been released. We lift up a standard against it in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment of the wicked one, and we thank you for victory and breakthrough. We thank you for deliverance of every captive, every addict, every prostitute. We set our daughters free, those that have been abducted, our children that have been abducted. We set them free by the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare that there's healing being released in the land, healing in Virginia, healing Lord God, against all of the violence, the terrorism, police brutality. We lift up a standard against it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for our Archbishop. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we lift them up, we undergird them, and we strengthen their hands, Lord God. We just rebuke every Gehazi spirit, and we ask that you breathe upon us the spirit of Elisha. Let us be the ones that washes the prophet's hands, strengthening our leader, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just rebuke every hireling spirit, and God, breathe on us a spirit of servanthood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And Lord God, every elder, we decree and declare and rebuke every spirit of dementia and Alzheimer's, arthritic disease, heart trouble, every vital organ. We command healing in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of healing flow on this call tonight. Let it flow. Let it flow. Emotional healing, God. Healing from every childhood scar and wound. Healing from pains of the past. Healing from every trauma. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, because you are our rock and we trust in you. You're our shield. You're the horn of our salvation. You're our high tower and our refuge. And you save us from the violent man. And we give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi, I'm turning it over to you at this time.
Amen. All right. We just want to just give a few announcements. I want to thank you all for coming on tonight's call. Join us this morning, this Sunday morning at 310 Riverside at 103rd Street, New York, New York, for our 9 a.m. Sunday school. Then we have our 11 a.m. church service, and then our 4 p.m. prophetic practice down at Zoe Ministries. That's right. We want to invite you to our Sunday service, 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, New York, New York. You can get all the information at ZoeMinistries.com. Again, that's ZoeMinistries.com. Is there any other announcements from any other company or prophet?
Amen, amen. Prophet Darlene Gray here calling all temple guards. All temple guards, join us on the prophetic prayer call at 9 p.m., 7 days a week. The temple guards are praying, and we're standing in the gap for our lead temple guard, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Please respond to Prophetess Evelyn Lilly's email. She sent an email blast to all temple guards. Please govern yourselves accordingly. Thank you.
Amen. All right. We are going to say that there's no other announcements. Please, you can also call 888-831-0434 if you have any questions. And also, we want to come back and join us here at 11:52 p.m. where we're doing the roll call and the lineup with all the company of prophets, all the members of Zoe Ministries are looking to pray from 11:52 to 11:58, where we do our lineup and we go right into prayer from there. I'm going to say good night and good morning and God bless.
God bless.